Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
All right, guys. We're back with your hosts, Philip and Lance. And we're going to bring you a movie called Mementos. All right. Philip, you bring us in, Big Phil.
What's up, Podcast Land? Welcome back to the Smoky Shelter with your host,
Big Lance.
Big Phil. So tonight we are discussing the 2000 Christopher Nolan Memento.
Was it 2000?
Yep. Starring Guy Pearce, Carrie Ann Moss. Did you recognize her?
Are you talking about Gail or Gail? What's her name in the movie? Kelly? No. Natalie.
You didn't recognize her?
I did.
Carrie Ann Moss.
What's she playing?
She was Trinity in Matrix.
Okay.
And then you also recognize Joe Pantanello.
Oh, yeah. He also played in Matrix.
Yep.
He was the one that that said, I want to be in the Matrix. I don't want to taste chicken the way I taste chicken. I don't want to eat this fucking goo all day. All right.
Anyway, what'd you think, before we even get into this movie?
Mementos.
Get your mic.
Mementos, the Fresh Maker.
Give me your thoughts on this movie, just right out the gate, before we even get discussing any kind of detail.
All
right,
this motherfucker's got the Dory disease.
Just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming.
And that's right. What he's doing.
He's got the Dory disease.
He's keeping on swimming.
You didn't take that out of it, did you? You never thought about
never
Dory.
Never thought about Dory. Never did.
Yeah, he's got the Dory disease. He's got a 15. He's got the fucking memory of a fish. 15 seconds. He'll bite the hook 15 seconds later. Am I right?
Right.
Okay, well, the very beginning of the movie, it shows a picture of a man with his head splattered, and then it shows you splatter his head against the wall. First, it shows you begging for his life, and then it shows you splatter his head over the fucking pavement. And then on the page, it says, kill him, kill this guy, or whatever it said. And then did it say his name?
It said, don't believe him, he lies. And then below that, it said, this is the guy you're looking for. And next to that, it said, this is John G.
Right.
Kill him.
Okay. All right. And then it takes you into another part of the movie. It jumps around.
I'll tell you how it moved around and tell me if this is what you took from it.
Okay.
The color part is every scene that... It's the end of the movie is the beginning of the movie is the end. It starts and plays every scene before. The next scene you watch was the scene before that one. The next scene you watch is the scene before that one.
I didn't even
in the color.
I didn't pay attention.
The whole movie moved backwards from the end of the movie to the beginning of
it. Yeah.
Now, the black and white parts where he's in his hotel room putting tattoos on himself, talking on the phone to God knows who at that point, is moving forward in time.
Right.
All that is moving forward. Every time you see it, it's moving forward. The color parts are moving backwards.
You didn't
get that?
I didn't look that hard into it.
When he walks out, he looks at that truck sitting there, and he opens the door, and there's bullets. He picks them up, and he sets them back down and shuts the door and says, how long has this truck been sitting here? And gets in the car and leaves.
Mm.
At the very end of the movie, he pulls up in that truck. He's not in a suit. He's in like a vest and like a redneck. He got the suit from the guy he killed, which is also where he got the car from, which was Natalie's boyfriend.
Right, the drug dealer. All
right, so the whole point is this dude has no memory because...
Was it a drug dealer?
Yeah, he was a drug dealer. Yeah, Jimmy. This guy has no memory because he woke up one night and two dudes were raping his wife in the bedroom, or in the bathroom.
Was
and killing
it two
her.
Guys?
That's what he remembers because he run in and shot the first guy. And then the second guy busted him over the head with something and slammed his face into the mirror.
Okay.
And then he fell next to his wife. And his wife had died because they had the shower curtain around her and suffocated her. But all that gets fucked up too, because that's all in his mind, because he's the guy that's fucking giving his wife the insulin over and over and over again. Sammy Jenkins. Remember Sammy Jenkins?
Yeah, from
Remember Sammy Jenkins is what he wrote on his hand.
No, I'm talking about he was on John Dies at the End. He was also on Straight Outta Compton.
No, that's not that guy. It's not the same guy.
Bullshit.
That's not Paul Giamatti.
Bullshit.
That is not Paul Giamatti.
Bullshit.
That is not Paul Giamatti.
Bullshit. Mm-mm. That was Paul Giamatti.
No, it's not. That's the guy from Groundhog's Day that says, "Oh, you stepped in the water hole again."
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
He looks just like him.
Steven Tobolowsky.
He looks a lot like him.
He's Steven Tobolowsky.
I thought that was John Giamatti.
Sammy Jenkins. But that was him, though. He was
Sammy
Jenkins.
I realized that.
So you caught all that.
Yeah. I caught that. He was the guy. And his wife was trying to, because the doctor didn't believe. He was the doctor, though, right? Or who was the doctor? Who was the actual doctor?
I don't know if they had an actual doctor.
They had to have had an actual doctor.
Well, I mean, they did. I don't know that it really went into depth.
Okay, the actual doctor must have not believed him and said something to the wife.
He was an insurance investigator.
So, actually, never got, and he killed his wife. His wife killed herself by taking the insulin.
Yeah, by making him do it.
But
over
why
and over
did he see a rape?
That was what he had played in his mind. Because, see, here's the thing. He already killed John G.
The actual John
the
G?
The actual John G several
so
couple
did,
of years ago.
Did his wife get raped?
Yeah, she did get raped. And he went in there and he shot the guy. And somehow, I don't know if somebody hit him or whatever, but he fell, and since then, he had a brain problem. His wife didn't die, though. But that is the point where his mind stops, and he makes his own story up. He writes down shit on the back of these pictures, and
well,
then he
no,
fills
no,
in
no,
the
no,
blanks
no, no,
with
no,
his
no,
mind.
No. Okay, well, if his actual wife got raped, and then now he's seeing. Okay, no. After that happened, he's not just lost his memory at this point. He is in having an outer body experience. He is seeing himself as somebody else. Or maybe these are just memories on top of. I don't understand. Maybe these are false memories. These are false memories. These didn't even happen. This didn't happen. So maybe the rape never happened. Maybe the rape never happened. Maybe there was never a John G. Blurably, whatever his name
was. But there was, because Teddy explains all that.
Maybe he's lying to him the whole time, though.
No.
Teddy's using him.
He is using him. But that is the key thing, and he tells him that at the very beginning of the movie, which is actually the end of the movie. He's like, "You got your John G. a long time ago." And he's like, "Maybe I'll make you my John G."
Yeah, I know.
And then he does.
And then he does.
He,
and then
he puts the clues together to make him John
and that's
G.
That's what makes him be done with it all. He's
Did
done
you
with
think
it.
That he was the original John G, though?
Did I think he
yeah.
was?
Teddy?
No. I didn't. I think I knew he was shady. I knew something was up. But I didn't think he was
he's
the police. I didn't think he was the police at first, neither. Not at first.
You
I
know
didn't.
He's the guy that's on the phone with him the whole time.
Right.
What about that dude fucking him out of two rooms? He
yeah.
could have been fucking him out of more
You know
rooms.
Who that is, don't you?
He's from Sons of Anarchy, ain't he?
Yeah.
And
also
from Vampires.
Vampires.
Yeah.
I like him. He's what's his name on Sons? I can't remember, but I love him on Sons. He's a good guy.
He's like, I just love how this dude's like, "My name's Leonard. I got a mental condition." Yeah, Leonard, you tell me that every time we see you. Oh, have we met before?
He's like, "Man, my boss has been getting on my ass. He told me to rent two rooms to you, man." Yeah, that was a pretty cool little concept.
How many rooms do you think he had? He was like, "I appreciate your honesty."
Yeah, he did. He should have took a picture of him.
What about, man, that fucking Trinity bitch fucked him over. She made him so mad that he punched her in the face and then walked out.
I don't know, but how
but
does
see,
she
they show
know?
All that backwards. So
know,
when you first see it,
you
you're like, "That dude
beat
the shit
right,
out of her," and
right.
then it goes back and shows you.
I knew she was a bitch, man. Whenever Teddy told him, I believed Teddy. Teddy said, "Don't trust that bitch. Write it down right now. Don't trust that bitch."
He wrote it down.
And I scratched through it. But I believed him. I was like, yeah, I don't trust that bitch.
But don't trust Teddy either, because Teddy's using him.
But what was Teddy using him for? I don't know, though.
He was sending him to drug dealer. He sent him to Jim to kill Jimmy. He said, that's your John G. Kill him. Right. So he killed that guy,
right.
And he put his suit on and everything. But the whole point was he knew that money was in the car, and he wanted that car.
He wanted Teddy's money. I mean, he wanted Jimmy's money.
Right.
Teddy wanted Jimmy's
money. And then when old boy found out, Teddy was like, hey, man, I was going to split it with you. Half of it's yours.
Okay.
He was using him to kill. That's what he said. He's killed. Anytime he needed somebody dead, he just told that guy. He'd give him clues that that guy was John G.
That's pretty cool. But I just don't understand. The one part that I don't understand is why he tricked himself into thinking he was some goddamn... This story. How does he keep remembering a story that never happened? But...
What story are you talking about?
That he was Sammy Jenkins. That Sammy Jenkins was an actual person and not himself.
Because he was an investigator for an insurance company. And there was a Sammy Jenkins, but Sammy Jenkins wasn't the guy he was thinking about.
It was
mental. The way they were talking about Sammy Jenkins he'd grab one of the things and it'd shock him. And he'd like, motherfucker. And then 15 seconds later, he'd grab the same one. He'd go, son of a bitch, and shoot him a bird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then 15 seconds later, he'd be like, hey, hold that. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
And they thought repetition would fix it, but. That's just the lie that he lived with.
Okay, but he didn't need a picture to tell him that. He just remembered himself as Sammy. He remembered a Sammy Jenkins doing all that when it was actually him doing that.
So you don't think that you think there was a Sammy Jenkins? What are you thinking?
I was thinking that maybe there wasn't ever a John G. Whatever.
That maybe he was just in a regular accident or something.
Maybe,
because he had to have some kind of accident to make him lose his memory. But you don't think his wife was raped?
I don't know. It's weird. That's what was weird about me is it threw me off. They tried to Shyamalan me.
They tried to M. Night Shyamalan me.
I don't appreciate being Shyamalan like that.
Well, I don't know, man. I thought it was a really good movie. It was. It's a movie that you really had to pay attention to, and you really have to pay attention to it.
And that's what threw me off, is I didn't pay attention to it as good as I ought to have. But I did go back and watch it, and just as good as I ought to have that time, neither.
At least you're honest.
But I
did. You rented me two rooms.
But at least I know what was going on a little bit, right?
Yeah, that's it. That was a good movie, man.
And it was good talk because you explained it to me, and I'm glad that now I know better. But there's still some plot holes that I don't agree with. Those are them that I mentioned.
Is there any other parts that you might question or anything? Or
where did he go from there?
That needed explaining.
Where did he go from there?
What, at the end of the movie?
Yeah, where is he going from there? Just get fucked the rest of his life by somebody else?
Well, at the beginning of the movie, he shot...
He needs a diary. What the fuck, man? Just tattooed on my buddy. Why don't you just write your fucking diary?
Because you can't trust that other people ain't writing in there.
Yeah, but they can't write your handwriting.
Some people might be able to, man.
Yeah, I think you could too.
How could you live? I would just need to be in a home somewhere. Just watch commercials.
Yeah,
that's what they said Sammy Jenkins did. He liked commercials because they were short and quick and colorful. Like kids. Kids like commercials.
Okay, dude.
But he didn't like TV shows because he'd forget what happened in the beginning.
You know what? That might be my problem. Sometimes I'll get so strung out on
dope
Facebook videos.
Well, you don't do that while you're watching a movie.
Or YouTube video. No, I'm just saying, I'll get so strung out on them videos because they're only like a minute or two a piece or sometimes less. And I can watch a bunch of them at a time. And then I'll spend my whole fucking night watching fucking little Facebook videos. Have you ever did that?
Sometimes I scroll through Facebook and watch
videos. I hate
videos.
That shit, man.
Yeah, because an hour would be gone.
Because I could be doing something more productive in life other than just
like watching movies.
Like, well, it would be more productive than just watching a bunch of people getting in fucking fights on WorldStar. WorldStar. You know what I'm talking about?
You know two other movies that said that people who liked this movie also liked?
What's that?
Fight Club.
Yeah. Because I could see that.
And The Usual Suspects. You ain't seen that,
have you? I seen it. Not all the way through, but I know what happened. I hate that I know what happened, but yeah, I know what happened.
That should be a movie we do.
We was going to one time, if you don't remember. Yeah. Whenever we was Netflix versus Amazon. You remember that?
Yep. The Prestige.
Remember, you go through Amazon, five steps, three genres over.
How well did that work out for us?
Well, we didn't do it long. We didn't
we
even
did
try it really
three
that long.
Three or four episodes.
Well, maybe.
But anyway, all right. Let's rate and review this movie. What you think? What was your thoughts and your rating on it?
Memento?
Yeah.
Just seems like it's got too many M's. Memento.
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 It's just too memento.
All right. It was a little long. I do like the concept of it. I think I'm saying that a lot tonight. But I did like the concept of the movie. But I think they drug it out where they were trying to thrill you too much. But I was figuring them out beforehand. I was like, I know that bitch is she's doing them dirty. Yeah, but everybody was, really, to be honest. Everybody who knew him was trying to get over on him somehow. Nobody was completely honest with him, except for his wife, I reckon. But she thought he was being dishonest. So she died from it.
Yep.
Or did she? Or did she not die before that? Who knows? Maybe she died at the rape. Maybe he just thought about that the rest of his
Because you
got to
keep in mind, it was Teddy that was telling him that. Teddy was the one telling him. But he did hold the picture up to him that showed him all bloody, pointing to that blank spot on his chest where he was going to go, I got him. And it was blank. He held that bloody. He said, he showed him that. He was like, you got him a year ago.
Yeah.
And he burnt that shit. And he was like, how about you're my John G now? He said, you're a John G. How about I make you my John G? And he burns that picture, and he writes that dude's license plate down. And he's like, and then 15 seconds later, he's like, let's go get John G. And the whole movie is him going after Teddy. I love that shit, man. All right, but anyway.
I see what you're saying, and I understood that part of it. I knew that then he turned him into his guy so he could be fulfilled in his mind.
Till the
but
next
where
time.
Does he go into it? No. It ain't the next. Now he's got a picture of it, right?
Yeah.
He knows that he killed John G. Yep. He's going to write on that paper. That's my mind. Well, he's got a fucking bloody head in right there. Right. You know what I mean?
And as long as he tattoos it right there,
he don't need
he
it. He's got a bloody head right there. I mean, he knows he got his guy. He don't murder people for just the fuck of it. He murders the guy he wants to murder.
No, 15 seconds later, he'll look at that guy and go, where the fuck am I? Because it takes him
but
a minute to
But he'll look at
that
picture and say...
How does he know he has that disease if he immediately wakes up wanting to know where his wife is? How does he know he has that disease? He was diagnosed after the accident.
I don't know. There's some things that he does remember. Because
he should be more like fucking
he remembers
Drew Barrymore from 50 First Dates, waking up thinking the same day as every day.
Yeah, that is. Well, yeah, maybe. But he remembers his past. He just realizes that he's got a short-term memory. Problems. He realizes that.
Yeah.
Because he knows he's got a past. He knows some of his past, even though some of it's muffled or...
Wait.
I know.
What about the part where he just wakes up and he's running? He's like, where am I?
I meant to say cloud.
He's like, he's running. He's going, where am I at? Why am I running? Okay. Oh, I see you. Maybe I'm chasing that guy. And he runs to the building and the guy stops, turns around with a gun. He's like, nope, he's chasing me. And he runs back. You remember that part?
I really
He's
don't.
Running by the trailers, and he just wakes up.
Maybe I'm chasing that guy, and there's nobody's chasing me.
He's like, what am I doing? About I'm chasing that guy. And he runs towards him, and the guy turns around and points the gun at him. He's like, oh, nope,
is
he's
that
chasing
me. Is that when his window got busted because the guy shot through his window? Yeah, okay.
The guy was behind him,
hitting
the car and everything. I don't know. That was Dodd.
Dodd.
The guy that he had beat up. Remember when he went to Dodd's apartment to kill him? Right. And he was sitting there with a liquor bottle in his hand ready to bust him over. And then all of a sudden he went, why am I here? I got a liquor bottle. I don't feel drunk. Let me take a shower. And he takes a shower. Yeah. And Dodd comes in and he just jumps out of the shower butt naked and wet and kicks Dodd's ass.
I do remember that. Yeah.
He's like, why would you just wake up and go, I don't feel drunk. Let me take a shower.
Yeah,
I love that part.
You do? Okay. Let me finish my review.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah. Weird movie, but cool concept. Just a little bit too long. I think they could have not drug it out so long and just made the thrilling parts what they were, and just. Yeah, I mean, just don't drag it out too long. And I won't drag this review out no longer than it's time been. But I'll give it a 6.8. I want to give it a 6.5, but I'm going to give it a 6.5.
Six. 6.5?
Yeah.
All right. I think this was a really good movie. I think this movie, you really have to watch it. You really have to think about it. It is a fucking Swiss Army Man kind of movie. Maybe we didn't do a Swiss Army Man review. I don't think we're ever going to do one that good again.
It was freakishly.
Freakishly good. But, I mean, this is a fucking good movie. I've watched it many times. I bought it on Amazon. I have no doubt I'll watch it again many more times. Many, many more. But, no, I really love this movie. I mean, I'm going to give this movie a strong 8. 8 is great.
Oh, yeah.
Just to let you know, IMDb, this movie has a rating of 8.5.
Hell yeah.
So, but I mean, it's a good movie, man. I like it. But hey, it's not everybody's cup of tea.
Yeah.
Me and you do have different cups of tea.
Yeah. Usually I like these types of movies and you don't, though.
Yeah. And it's odd that you didn't like this movie.
It's just. Long. Should not have been that long.
This movie was...
Two hours and something. Like 2 hours and 4 minutes or something.
It was an hour and 53 minutes.
Yeah, okay. I think they could have wrapped that up in an hour and a half.
I could have cut 20 minutes out of that movie.
Easily.
Nah, I think
cut 20 minutes of bullshit out, man.
That movie needs to be exactly where it's at. All right,
I reckon they just want enough going on for me to like it that much. And Guy Pearce, I don't like Guy Pearce that much.
All right.
Which I don't know him that good, but I just they made him out like he was going to be somebody that made me really care about the movie, but it wasn't what I was expecting.
Well, what you think this movie made? Let's do a little budget versus box office.
What it cost to produce it?
Yeah, what it. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. What did they spend on this movie?
Don't seem like it cost a hell of a lot. I'm going to say it was a small budget film. Around $3 million at the most. $5 million.
Which one?
$5 million.
$9 million. What do you think it grossed?
It probably done 15. Million.
25 million. 25.5 to be exact. Opening weekend. And let me tell you, can I give you a hint on something? It was only on 11 screens.
Wow.
Opening weekend, it opened on 11 screens domestic. 20 screens in the UK.
I got you. Probably about 100,000, 200,000.
How many months was it in the theaters in the United States?
5 months.
Well, fucking hell, man. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. May, June, July, August, September. Fucking 8 months, dude. I don't know why it stayed in the theaters that long.
Nothing going on at that time.
Huh.
Nothing else.
I mean, it was an indie type film. I mean, I don't think
nothing else
super
was
big.
Making money for it to stay that long. And it came out in 2000, man.
Actually, it come out overseas first in 2000. It come out in the United States in 2001.
I'm going to tell you what people wasn't doing in the year 2000.
Watching movies. Yeah, they were.
No. People were scared of Y2K. Believe it or not, a lot of people were scared of that shit.
Oh, yeah.
I bet that chilled on a bunch of business opportunities. People, or some people also took a lot of opportunity from it.
Let me tell you how independent this movie was. Here's the companies that are credited to it. Tell me if you ever heard any of them, okay? Universal.
Yeah. What?
New Line Cinema.
Yeah. Is that it?
MGM.
Yeah.
These are the names that are not on that list.
Why are you saying them there?
The names that are on this list is New Market Capital Group.
Don't know.
Team Todd.
Team Todd.
I Remember Productions.
Yeah.
Summit Entertainment. Now, I've heard of Summit.
I've heard of Summit,
Summit
too.
Entertainment.
So, this is just like a bunch of people that invested in a...
yeah, this is an indie film. It's not a big...
And who was the director again?
Christopher Nolan.
Oh, yeah.
Batman. Dark Knight.
But
Trilogy.
What did he do before this?
I think this was one of his first... No, maybe not his first, but one of his first break... This was like one of his first really popular movies.
Right.
This movie really busted its ass to make $25 million.
I wish you'd tell me to get in my mic, because I feel like I've been away from it a lot.
You are away from it a lot. I wish you could permanently get in it like I do.
but I can't see you.
All right, well, now let's do a little bit of the name game. That's all on you. My pig, so it's your chick.
Oh, man. Can I pick somebody not in this movie?
Really?
Yeah, because I don't really know anybody in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know anybody, Guy Pearce, you don't know him. Trinity, you only know her from Trinity in this.
Right.
Joe Magnololo, what's been it? Not Joe Magnolo.
I'll do a pretty good one, though.
All right. But you got to pick somebody who's already been in a podcast of ours that we have not
Jason
done.
Jason Segel. No, I got to pick one somebody that we...
Yeah, that's the rule. Okay. You got to pick somebody who's been in one of our podcasts.
Okay.
But somebody that's not been picked before.
All right. Can I go with... can we go with Keanu Reeves? We've probably done him, but I don't think we have.
We did him in Speed, didn't we?
Did we?
I think we did. Did we do Sandra Bullock?
I think so.
All right, well, let's do Keanu Reeves. That's on me. Speed.
John Wick.
John Wick 2.
Chapter 2.
John Wick Chapter 2.
I could have called John Wick.
You shouldn't have called you, but you're supposed to tell me, remember?
No, I'm not supposed to.
That's what you always tell me.
I could have called you.
Is that it?
I should have done that, but I didn't. I gave it to you. Because it was very close. But, Devil's Advocate.
See, we have done this one because I said Devil's Advocate. All right.
You remember doing Devil's Advocate?
Yeah. Because you were like, oh.
That's fine. Let's just finish it. We're already getting into it. It was probably on John Wick 1, which was a long fucking time
Bill and
ago.
Ted's Excellent Adventures.
Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Point Break.
I was going to say Point Break. Constantine.
The Matrix.
Matrix Reloaded.
The Mex.
The Mexican.
The Matrix Revolutions.
Lake House. The Lake House.
Keanu.
We did do Keanu Reeves because we named all these months. I think we did it when we did Keanu. I think I said Keanu Reeves.
No, because Keanu. We wouldn't have done it when we did Keanu.
It's fine. I think we need to squash this game anyway because it's us doing the same shit over and over normally. Or we don't know that person and we just need to get a better. I think we need to squash this game. Come up with another game that we can replace this one with that's funner.
All right.
Well, for our listeners.
Well, let's come up with another game and we'll cut all this out.
Maybe we'll. Well, no. You want to? Yeah. Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll cut all the other stuff.
Okay. I think we do need to squash this game, though. I think it's.
It's unplayed. It's run its course.
Yeah, it's ran its course, and we keep overdoing it. You know what I mean?
All right. It's run its course.
And then we end up lying to each other.
What's the new game?
I don't know. Let's think, man. Maybe let's just finish this pocket. Maybe we can
keep the game we got.
Keep the game we got on this one, and then let's just come up with a new one for Get Out.
Okay. All right. Well, one word to describe Memento.
Mementos, just a fresh maker. That was a little Pauly Shore for you.
What am I on my rating interview? No.
Did you not do that?
I did my rating review. I gave it an 8. 8 is great.
Suck that fucking ass 8.
Number, what? One word. One word to describe Memento. Huh?
That's good.
What were we talking about?
No, you should have just left it out.
One word to describe one Memento.
Just take the fucking. where are we at?
What?
Take that out. Just leave it at. Huh. All right. I like Hum better.
All right.
Hum was so all right. much better. All
right. One word to describe Memento. Big Lance.
I know. I don't say mine. Memento is the first marker. Oh. All
right. One word to say.
One more.
To describe Memento, Lance. You're a dumbass, dude. I was doing that like I kept having short-term memory.
I know.
No, you were thinking I was making you do it over and over again.
Oh, well, I was doing it over again because I had short-term memory.
Okay.
Ah, so you didn't get that. I got you back.
All right. Let's do some plugs.
All right. It's your turn. Do them as Kermit Frost.
But the only thing I can say even remotely close to him is Kermit the Frog here.
All right. That's good.
Kermit the Frog here telling you to check out the spooky shelter because Miss Piggy will like that.
I like it.
We're on Facebook and Twitter.
Twitter's on Twitter.
Ribbit on Twitter, and we're also on Ribbit.
Twitter's on Ribbit.
All right, guys.
Reddit us on Reddit.
We hope you enjoyed this episode, man. Check us out. Smoke a Shelter. Just Google us. We're everywhere. We're everywhere. We're everywhere.
Everywhere.
All right. Any last words, Big Lance?
Later, guys.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.